107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Connell. We're so looking forward to the Stratford Fall Fair. We're going to get kind of a preview, if you will. Joining us in studio is Amanda Eve with the Stratford Fall Fair Ambassador Competition. And we've got Marshall McCannell here, our Stratford Fall Fair Ambassador, who recently competed at the CNE. So we're going to get all the details. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
All right, Marshall, first off, again, congratulations, of course, with the Stratford Fall Fair Ambassador Competition. How has your year been?
Pretty busy.
Yeah.
Stratford puts on a lot of events throughout the year, so it's great to be involved in them and to see the community.
Oh, good for you. And you recently competed at the CNE. What was that like?
It's big.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to put it is it's big.
I can't even imagine. Yeah.
I haven't been in over 10 years, so seeing how big it's gotten, even just in the last decade, is incredible.
Oh, fantastic. And we also send congratulations because you placed in the top seven, or remind us where you placed.
Oh, I got top three, so I was second runner-up.
Congratulations.
Yeah, out of 50, I believe it was 55 ambassadors, so it's a great honor just to get called up for top seven, let alone top three.
Oh, my gosh. And was it a fierce competition, or what was it like competing?
Everybody was super friendly. Nobody was too
over. Not like on TV shows or anything like that.
It was really friendly. A lot of friends were made and a lot of great ambassadors all across Ontario.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of something like this with the CNE and with the Stratford Fall Fair Ambassador Competition. So again, congratulations on that. And we know that Lexi Johnston from the Listowel Agricultural Society is the CNE Ambassador of the Fair. So we send congratulations to her. But Perth County well represented at this competition with yourself and others.
Yeah, we had three from District 8 in the top seven and then two from District 8 in the top three.
There you go.
Well represented this year for sure.
No kidding. So again, congratulations. Now, of course, we have the Stratford Fall Fair coming up. Do you have any other events that you're taking part in? We got the long weekend coming up and everything.
There's nothing on my agenda as of right now.
Okay.
But if something comes up, we'll make it work.
You know who to call. Call Marshall. Let's get Amanda in on the conversation. Amanda, again, your now involvement with the Stratford Fall Fair Ambassador Competition. Great, great stuff with Marshall here. Fantastic.
We're so proud. Absolutely. We are so proud of Marshall and all of his accomplishments this year. And not only how he represented at the CNE, but just his involvement over the year. He's been so integral in building this whole program continuously over the last year. And we look forward to keeping him, right?
And Amanda, we have the competition fest approaching, if you will. Gosh.
Yeah, it is approaching. So on September 18th, we are looking for some more contestants to participate to see if they want to be the next fair ambassador. So it's a great program for anyone over the age of 17 that's looking to expand into their networking as well as their public speaking and just get more involved within the community. And you don't have to know anything about agriculture. We can teach you all of that different stuff, and you'll get inundated with that whole system, too.
And it's a great community. You know, I've been involved with this in past years, and just to see the camaraderie, if you will, it is just it's a wonderful community, if you will.
Yeah, it really is. When I was an ambassador many, many years ago.
Not that long ago, Amanda. Come on.
It was a few years ago. Almost, I think it was 11 years ago will be this year, which is exciting. But when I was an ambassador, I didn't know about all of the events that truly happened in Stratford beyond the parades and, of course, the fair. So to be able to be involved in all of the other programs as well, it just helps you understand that Stratford as a community is so beautiful and there's so many different things that are happening, and we're looking for more people to get involved ultimately.
Yeah,
more volunteers, more contestants, more everything.
Yeah, and you meet some great people along the way. Oh my gosh, absolutely. The connections you make.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only local connections, but also all over Ontario as well and into the agricultural sector too. But ultimately, the program is just so well developed and it's helped me grow into a business lady. And so if anyone's interested in doing it, we'd love to have them.
Okay, so it's not too late. How can folks reach out?
Yeah, so folks can reach out directly on our website, so the Stratford Agricultural website. We do have a job form there that they can fill out if they do want to apply. They can also contact me directly. A lot of people know who I am, so they can get in contact with me via phone, email, anything.
Perfect.
Or they can call my grandma, too. Everyone knows my grandma.
Of course. It's the 184th Stratford Fall Fall Fair. Again, it's for the weekend of September 18th through to the 21st at the Stratford Rotary Complex, and Blooms and Butterflies, the theme of this year. Yeah. And again, the evening for the competition is?
September 18th, September the Thursday.
18th. Yeah, perfect. So we so look forward to that. And we'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com, which segues into Schooley Mitchell. You're with Schooley Mitchell.
Yeah, I certainly am. Yeah, we're a very big company, actually local to Stratford, which is really cool. But we've got about 350 offices all over Canada and the U.S. Yeah. And we have an event coming up locally to us here in Stratford where we are putting on a golf tournament to raise funds for the Habitat for Humanity local to us. So as an entire company, we've chosen to donate towards the Habitat for Humanity, whether that be financial or even volunteering. And so all of our franchisees across the U.S. are also doing this in September as well.
Wow.
So it's a really big initiative, but the nice thing is whatever we raise is going towards our local Habitat for Humanity.
That's awesome. So when's the golf tournament? When the details coming up?
Yeah, so the golf tournament is at the Stratford Country Club on September 8th. And we're looking forward to it. I think we have over 72 people golfing in it so far. Yeah. So it's quite a big tournament, lots of prizes. And if you do want to get involved, it's not too late. So just get in contact with me and we can go from there.
All right. So that is coming up September 8th, Stratford Golf and Country Club. That's a great spot for something like this. Absolutely perfect. And again, not too late to be a part of it or make donations. That sort of thing.
Yeah, you can make donations, sponsorships. We do have a few more whole sponsors available. Right. But even just coming out and supporting our local Habitat for Humanity and all the incredible things that they do to help build houses within our communities.
Yeah, that's a great cause right there with Schooley Mitchell. Again, we'll share the details. Amanda, anything else with the upcoming competition or with the fair? Again, we'll see you out with this. Again, Marshall, the Stratford Fall Fair, like how fabulous is the Fall Fair? Like it's just a great get together where we don't want to take fairs for granted.
Yeah, it's great. I loved growing up, going all to the fairs, whether it was in Stratford, Listowel, all across Ontario.
Yeah.
And with Stratford, it's special because we don't charge to get in.
Yeah.
So any family can come and enjoy the farm to you. And also, if you save the money at the gate, you can spend it on one of the food booths or maybe go on a couple rides.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there. Marshall McKennell and Amanda Eve, thank you so much for all the details. Did we cover everything? We'll just see you up for the fair and the golf tournament, too, with Schooley Mitchell. Thanks so much.